The State Department of Health is seeing its most prominent leaders take leave or resign after a string of COVID-19 response shortcomings. The past months have diminished public confidence in what officials say they've done to stop the virus. Yet that trust is crucial in maintaining the community's health.
We must restore the public confidence.
They need to build public confidence at this point. That is what is lacking.
Actions speak a lot louder than words. What we've seen is not good.
You've just heard Hawaii Pacific Health CEO Ray Vara, State House Speaker Scott Saiki, and University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham. They're seeing dwindling public trust in state government after a series of botched responses to COVID-19.
The messengers of the different risk prevention, they need to be credible. And if they've lost credibility, that's going to be a huge barrier.
Alice Payne Merritt is a COVID-19 communications expert at Johns Hopkins University of Public Health.
People of all ages in all cultures appreciate transparency. And if people feel that they're not being leveled with, they become skeptical. You have to achieve that transparency and you have to regain that confidence. It's good to do it quickly.
Statements from health officials that contact tracing was robust, that there was enough testing, that those most impacted were being helped, turned out to be less and true. And when reporters asked for information, they were often denied or ignored. Even lawmakers were stonewalled. House Speaker Saiki says he asked the health department, did sick people infect others? Did they wear masks? And were they asymptomatic? His questions went unanswered. The DOH released more information late Friday that includes modes of transmission, numbers of contact tracers, and isolation facility capacity. Other data were labeled as coming soon.
My fear is that the health department has not been collecting this data over the past 5 months, and that's why they could not respond to this request.
HPH's Vara says the lack of public trust in the state goes beyond information. He says the retirement next week of Health Director Bruce Anderson is a step forward, and state epidemiologist Sarah Park has taken leave. But Vara says much is lacking in state government.
It's a culture of leadership. It's a culture of action orientation. It's a culture of accountability. And it's a culture of transparency. Unless we see significant change in that entire culture beyond just individuals providing leadership, we're still going to struggle.
Economist Bonham says COVID-19 has shown everyone the cost of a dysfunctional government culture.
It's in the community and the culture in our bureaucracies. And we failed at all levels, from the very top all the way down to people who are deciding to gather for lunch in a lunch room. That's what we have to change. We have to change it at all levels.
The governor hasn't acknowledged any leadership failures of his administration, but he says he's working to create more accountability and transparency with the departure of Anderson. And the information released Friday is part of that. Whether the steps taken by the state will be enough is an open question.
When you have an epidemic like this, a lot of it depends on the public doing the right thing.
That's Brian Black, the executive director at the Civil Beat Law Center for Public Interest.
And if you want them to do the right thing, they have to understand what it is they're being told. You can't just rely on, trust me, this is the right thing to do. That may hold for the short term, but when you've got something like this, people need to have faith. They have something that they can understand that justifies action.
And trust may only return if cases significantly decline and fewer people are added to the death toll. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.